This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Hour number two. During the break, I was messing around with the Nighthawk. I'm sorry. I just like that pistol. It's just artwork. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holster on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, at G-Code's website. If you already have your gun, you already have your magazines, well, they've got everything else. Everything else. They've got the holsters, the magazine carriers, the belts, everything you're going to need or want. They got it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The news that Bloomberg is setting up an author's council to push gun control is really not that much of a surprise. We've known for quite some time that the left has been leveraging Hollywood against our Second Amendment rights for a long time. And the NRA has done a fairly good job of sounding the alarm. But they've sort of left that job half done. Bloomberg, his Everytown movement, has a director of cultural engagement who works with Hollywood. So you wonder why Grey's Anatomy came up with some of the plot lines and how they are universally anti-gun between a mass shooting at the end of season 6 and an April 2016 episode. How do you think they do this? This has been going on for decades. Richard Dean Anderson of MacGyver fame was a big supporter of the Brady campaign back when it was Handgun Control Incorporated. Even as Ed Woodward's Equalizer used a gun to put down bad guys, he once spouted support for gun control measures. Does that matter? Well, yeah, it does. It does matter. Consider this. The NRA has 5 million members, but almost 8 million people watched the Grey's Anatomy season finale last week. And that's a difference of 3 million, a little over the margin that Hillary won the popular vote by this past November. We're not quite at that level. Even Fox News doesn't get that much viewership. People also dismiss it, but they will take a TV doctor's pronouncement seriously, as Cigna played off of in an ad. So aside from what looks like a news release bellyaching about this, what is the NRA doing? Where is their effort to influence Hollywood, or authors for that matter? Granted, Hollywood is pretty far left, but some major stars end up on TV, like Tom Selleck, who stars on the show Blue Bloods. That's going to start season 8 this fall. Selleck is a longtime celebrity supporter of the NRA, and he could help things out, but Selleck is no spring chicken. He has been an active actor for decades. So who takes over from him? The fact is that the NRA has forgotten that pop culture molds minds, while those who want to take our Second Amendment rights have embedded themselves in with icons. When Kim Kardashian tweets out a call for gun control. It reaches 52.3 million followers. The NRA has 444,000 followers. And Kim Kardashian is not the only anti-Second Amendment celebrity with a Twitter account. On social media, the NRA is outgunned. So what does this mean? While replacing Scalia with Gorsuch stabilizes SCOTUS in a narrow pro-Second Amendment margin, and replacing Anthony Kennedy, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Stephen Breyer with judges from the list Trump released during the campaign would give us a pro-Second Amendment majority for a generation, that would likely shift if the teens and young adults of today keep seeing their pop culture icons back those who would take away our Second Amendment rights. So when it comes to pop culture, those supporting the Second Amendment need to play catch-up, and we're way behind. Now, it is very possible to play catch-up in the pop culture front, but the NRA has to start getting involved now. Complaining and pointing out the mistakes is all well and good, but if the NRA doesn't start figuring out how to increase their reach to match that of Hollywood, then we could find ourselves losing our gun rights in some possible way down the road. And that's a simple fact, especially with what's going on today. Here's the problem, though. Take, for example, YouTube. YouTube is a phenomenon. They have, I don't know how many pieces of content on YouTube, billions of videos, billions, from every nation. Anybody that has a smartphone has, you know, there's a way to put a... There's an easy way to put a video on YouTube. There's slick ones. There's very basic, rudimentary ones. It doesn't matter. YouTube has come out against gun channels. Now, a lot of the gun channels, in my estimation, okay, a lot of the gun channels get out there, and they tend to skew one way or the other. Those that are not interested in politics, I get that. When I see them start getting interested in politics, I start wondering about how much actual analysis they do. So maybe they should skew away from politics, okay? But they're the ones, YouTube, you know, people like Military Arms Channel and Hickok 45. Hickok 45 is, I don't know how old he is. I think he's older than me. I'm not sure. He might be my age. He's at least my age. You're at least my age, Hickok 45. Those guys have made it easier for Gun Culture 2.0 to come along. Because there's a lot of it, you know, with people that have never been around guns, there's a lot of questions about that. And when they can see somebody shooting, Tatiana Whitlock has a lot of YouTube video up there. She's on Trigger Time TV. She is a little drink of water. She is not even a Dixie cup of water, and yet she can shoot any gun out there with deadly, deadly accuracy and authority. So there is a way to engage the youth of America, but it has to be done. And it's not going to happen accidentally. It's not, the youth of America is not going to wake up one day. There's a lot of people that get out there and say, well, you know, Bill, you know, as soon as somebody goes out there and buys something and actually owns something, that's when they become a conservative. I know a lot of people that own a lot of things that are not. They're as left can be. They're so far left, they're out in the parking lot. So, I mean, that used to hold true. It is not true all the time now. So, we have got to start getting involved in the pop culture. As despicable as it is, as vacuous as it is, because we haven't paid attention to it. And this has been a big mistake. I have not been using Twitter. I started using Twitter this week. I'm going to start using Twitter. I don't have that many followers, but we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I might gather some. I might not. I have no idea. But I'm going to use Twitter. I'm already using Instagram. I use Facebook. I use YouTube. I'm going to keep using everything. My goal is to show a side of gun ownership that nobody seems to be showing, to make it normal, because it is normal. It is, when you got 136 million adults owning guns, that sort of normalizes most things out there. That's a pretty good trend in a nation of, you know, well over a third. That's a pretty good trend. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. Check them out. at tacticalholsters.com. Sometimes when I see the ones that want to micromanage our lives, and I see how they want to micromanage our lives, I want to put my head in my hands and just sit there and rock for a minute. Memorial Day is coming up. We haven't got there yet, but the fun police have gotten here. And they have set their sights on one cherished summer childhood activity. In an article for a website called PupSugar.com, titled, Why Kids Should Never Play with Water Guns, period, author Lauren Levy lectures the nation's parents on the hidden menace of squirt guns. According to Levy, no child should be permitted to use a water gun anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. That a particular squirt gun might bear no resemblance whatsoever to a real firearm doesn't mean anything to her. She contends even if they're colorful and super cool, kids shouldn't be playing with water guns because it normalizes the real thing. You have no idea what you're talking about, lady. This is the epitome of stupidity. My guy Andy, on the other hand, he would be over there drumming on the dump button if I let myself go over this. So I'm not going to let that go. She decides she's going to fully embrace this role of a humorless scold and earnestly warns readers there are some children who will never smile again. All because someone picked up a gun. And at the same time, we have little ones playing and laughing over the very thing that is killing other kids. It just isn't right. I do not see the Bloods and the Crips out there with super soakers. This is some of the most misdirected angst I've ever seen in my life. Angst for the sake of being angsty. I sit around and I have angst too. Why isn't my show bigger? How come I can't reach more people? Why can't I grow hair? But I don't sit out there and worry about things like, oh, the sky. Will the sky ever fall away? I don't worry about things that don't matter. Getting out there and saying that children playing with a squirt gun is the same thing as gangbangers popping each other. And then saying that's not right. Where do you live, Lauren Levy? What rock do you exist under? You could, now, you know, at first glance, you would look at this article and say, this has to be satire. And, you know, if it were not for the fact that recent decades have witnessed a wide-ranging effort to stamp out the fictional toy gun hazard, there have been toy gun turn-ins modeled out of gun buybacks, local bans on the sale of toy guns that have crippled small business owners with outlandish fines, and too many zero-tolerance school suspensions to count. Lauren Levy makes several assertions about how toy guns are detrimental to children, but offers no evidence to support her claims. I dealt with that just the other day. That's the thing about gun anti-gunners. They can get out there and say, well, guns are bad. Why do you need a gun? Are you wanting to kill something? No, I don't want to kill something. I just don't want to be killed. The only reason to have guns is to hurt people. No, it's to keep people from hurting me. Levy's expertise on this matter appears limited to a combination of her feelings and a childhood where her mother insisted on a toy gun-free home. And her lack of evidence is revealing. In an interview with WebMD.com, clinical psychologist and best-selling author Michael G. Thompson, Ph.D., he made clear everyone has an informal causation theory that playing with guns leads to the use of guns in adulthood. But that there's no scientific evidence suggesting that playing war games in childhood leads to real-life aggression. Playing war games is football is a war game. You have an offense, you have a defense, you're trying to move to an objective, they're trying to keep you from doing it. That's a war game. Basketball is a war game. you're trying to take, you're trying to take the flag, win the objective, whatever it is. All of these things are all based upon conflict. You can call it sport, and to a certain degree it is, but it all gets its original idea in domination. Winning, defeating, victory. Now, recent years, the work of Thompson and other researchers has led to a bevy of articles and typically anti-gun publications that have sought to calm parents' fears about aggressive play and toy firearms. Further, the type of ban that Levy encourages has second-order consequences. The Centers for Disease Control has made clear that physical activity and play are vital to a child's healthy development, and research indicates that outdoor play is particularly beneficial. What is more fun than loading up a squirt gun with a bunch of water and running around the yard like a crazy hooligan, shooting other crazy hooligans who are young and fast and agile, mobile, and you're trying to hit them and you're getting wet and you're staying cool and it's fun? Would it be better, you know, to put yourself in the basement and play video games all day, like, I don't know, Call of Duty? Would that be better? There's no squirt guns in there. They're just virtual guns. Are virtual guns better? In surveying the available research on outdoor play, an article published in the journal Health and Place noted, encouragement of outdoor play and fostering an environment of movement among children improves the physical, emotional, social, and cognitive health of children. And sadly, other researchers found that today's children are not getting enough outdoor playtime. Now, Super Soaker Wars. I mean, Obama used to allow Super Soaker Wars on the, you know, at the White House, and he's as anti-gun as they come. Biden was often pictured engaged in battles with young attendees at the Naval Observatory with Super Soakers. In 2012, the White House tweeted a picture of Obama wielding a squirt gun while taking fire from what appears to be one of his daughters. At one point, Levy writes, as much as we want to teach our kids about gun safety and control, we contradict ourselves the second we allow them to run around with toy versions to shoot their friends. So here she betrays her motive. It's not about children mistaking real guns for toy guns or that squirt guns will cause children to fail to appreciate danger. Her attack on water guns is about instilling an anti-gun political orthodoxy in America's youth. Thank you for clarifying that, you leftist shill. It is time for my medication. I'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back in the saddle. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Now, I look at today's millennials who are raising the next generation, and I wonder if there's anything getting through to these kids in school today when it comes to common sense. So this week, the Learning Channel has been sharing each of the 10 essay winners of their fourth annual editorial contest. And one of the posted winners shows that there's hope for them yet. 15-year-old Dinah Kalnina's winning essay, Stopping Bullets with Locked Doors and Silence, is already pulling the trigger. Knocks out the active school shooter protocol, run, hide, fight. Kalnina not only shared what it was like to be a student in today's schools, but gave insight into why she feels students should and could do more to stop an active threat. She writes, it has become very familiar for high school students to practice the infamous level 3 lockdown. In all cases, we all share the same semi-nervous chuckle of, wow, maybe we get Swiss cheesed today, and sit in a corner, stare at our phones, and text our friends. Only very recently, after a vivid dream, or moreover a nightmare, of a school shooting, did I realize that sitting in the dark and stopping bullets with locked doors and silence is the exact opposite of what one would want to do. It wasn't until I stumbled upon the fact that people shot and killed in the Columbine Library sat there for 5 minutes before the shooters entered and shot them. My school is full of able-bodied kids and surprisingly a great chunk that has had experience with self-defense and even marksman training, so why sit and wait? To say that the drills today are relevant is a mistake. They do more than just offer very little protection. They also endanger students and teachers more so than ever before. The lockdowns I've been taught over and over again, sitting in the dark, actually tell future active shooters exactly what we're going to be and where we're going to be. Cornered. More so in the New York Times article, In Shift, Police Advise Taking an Active Role to Counter Mass Attacks. Studies conducted by law enforcement in the Virginia Tech shooting show that students and teacher blocked the door with a heavy desk and held it in place. The shooter could not get in, and everyone lived, compared to those who tried to hide or play dead, in which almost all were shot and died. It is shown more clearly here than ever by making the vital choice to barricade and move as a means of security while we'll utilize finite time better and save lives. Many educators and parents have questioned the authenticity and began to develop alternatives for active shooter lockdowns. The ALICE Project is one such adaptation. Developed by a former SWAT officer, Greg Kane, ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Evacuate. It provides specialized tactics for K-12 and higher education schools. Fundamentally, a moving target is harder to get an aim on than a stationary one. That same difference marks ALICE's method from the old one. It encourages movement, distraction, and most importantly, it encourages direct action from students and teachers. That significantly decreases the number of lives lost and helps me sleep a little bit better at night, knowing that if the time ever comes, I'm not idly waiting to become Swiss cheese. It is unnerving that the students of this country must learn how to cope with active shooters. It is even more unnerving that current procedures say that they should sit, wait, and die. 15 years old. She gets it. She has it. She has got it. Here's the thing about a lockdown. A lockdown means you're locked in. Now, one thing that an active shooter has on his side is time. If an active shooter goes operational, if he goes into a building, first things first, nobody knows where he's at. Law enforcement has got to go find him, and they've got to work their way to him, which means they have to clear every step they take. That takes a moment in time. You can't simply rush down that way. The other thing is that most of the time, until that second gun is introduced, the active shooter is going to operate totally unmolested in his chosen environment, which means he's going to be shooting somebody every 20 seconds if he sees someone. Now, the way to win in an active shooter incident is to disrupt the active shooter's timeline. If the active shooter is trying to get into a door, for example, like the door at Virginia Tech, where they barricaded the door and fought back and everything else and did everything possible to keep him from going in. He had handguns. With enough ammunition, yeah, he could have chewed his way through one of those doors, but he had handguns. So, not the same thing as a rifle. Deadly at close range, of course, but against a barricade, not nearly as good as a rifle. That disrupts his timeline. Every moment he spends trying to get to a victim, and he's being frustrated in his effort, that is disrupting his timeline. I honestly, when I see these multi-level schools, I sit back and I say, what are you guys thinking? Why couldn't, as much money as we spend on schools, why couldn't we build schools with a fire escape? Why can't we have that? Why can't we have schools with a fire escape? Why can't we? And if you don't want to, if you don't want to have windows that open, there's a pretty good answer for that too. Those emergency hammers that are spring loaded. Don't give the students one, but give the teachers one and let them pop the window, and everybody gets out. Why do we have multi-level structures with no way to get out besides the door? Why have we, I don't know what is the motivator. Here in South Carolina, they've rebuilt a bunch of schools. And I look at them, And they're not really schools anymore. They're more like complexes. And I see where they're designed to keep people from getting in. But that same design, without that, yeah, I haven't been in a school, gosh, since my youngest son got out of school. He's 26, so 8 years ago. I haven't been to school in 8 years. So I don't know how hard it is to get out of a school. I know how hard it is to get into a school. I also know that a lot of schools have a lot of glass. So, I mean, and even glass that is bullet resistant, those corners, the corners of the windows, that's their weak points. You start there and you work your way towards the center and it will fall apart. In most cases, unless it's combat grade bullet resistant, not the stuff that you see in a school. You know, I may be wrong about that. That maybe they've changed the way they build these things. I hope I'm wrong. Sandy Hook, all of the passive systems of Sandy Hook worked. And that didn't slow Adam Lanza down 1 minute. So, here's a young lady that gets it. She understands that movement is life. And that's good, because while she's in school, she'll be a leader. If something like that does happen, she'll get people out. She'll save lives. When she gets older, she'll be a leader. In whatever she does, she's going to be a great adult. It'd be nice to think that there's more great adults in making out there today. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR 88 to 350350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR 88 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR 88 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com in the chat room. Wait, Raven is there. He says, please don't let me offend. Okay, brother. No problem there. Candidates running for state senate in New Jersey are going to start answering a weekly question posed by the New Jersey Herald on Mondays between now and the June 6th primary election. The same question will be posed to the assembly candidates on Tuesdays. Answers to questions posed to freeholder candidates will appear on Fridays. Republican and Democrat candidates are in the order they will appear on the ballot. In the 24th Legislative District, two Republican candidates, incumbent Steve Arojo and William Hayden, are seeking their party's nomination for 1 4-year term to the state Senate. Democrat Jennifer Hamilton is running unopposed in the primary for nomination by her party. So the topic for these New Jersey politicians is the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. The question as posed to them, what is your stance on concealed carry in New Jersey, and what impacts do you believe the proposed Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 and the U.S. Congress could have on the 24th District? Very interesting question. From the incumbent, current legislator Stephen Arojo. He says, we've seen too many instances where New Jersey's draconian gun laws have ensnared good people, both the New Jerseyans and those from other states who made the mistake of traveling here in possession of firearms that are legal to carry in most of America. Janine Allen, a single mother, was arrested during a routine traffic stop after informing officers she had a handgun in the vehicle and a Pennsylvania concealed carry permit. Since New Jersey has no reciprocity agreements, she faced 3 years in prison. Enactment of the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, H.R. 38, would prevent more good people like Miss Allen from facing unnecessary prosecution. As a proud Second Amendment supporter, I believe New Jerseyans deserve the same opportunity to protect themselves enjoyed by other Americans. I am a sponsor of the Citizens Protections Act. Two permits shall issue carry and of a resolution supporting enactment of H.R. 38. That answer is correct. Sort of long-winded, very wordy, but correct nonetheless. Then the other Republican, William Hayden. What will the impact of the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 in the U.S. Congress be on the 24th District? I believe positive. Why? Guns do three things on their, guns do three things. Fire, malfunction, and rust. Crimes are committed by people, not guns. In areas that have the strictest laws, like Chicago, crime is rampant and people have no right of self-defense. New Jersey is a May issue state, meaning most here cannot carry a firearm for protection. The act would allow New Jersey residents with out-of-state carry permits to carry in New Jersey, as well as not criminalize honest gun owners passing through the state. Becoming a criminal because you cross the state line is absurd and as a right in the Bill of Rights. Why is the Second Amendment the only one of the rights that has restrictions? Driving isn't a right, but you can in all 50 states. That is also correct with a bit of qualification. Then the Democrat, Jennifer Hamilton. Our right to bear arms is well established by the Constitution, and I support reasonable gun ownership. Though concealed carry is not constitutionally protected, with a proper vetting technique, I would support New Jersey issuing concealed carry permits. I propose working with our law enforcement officers to create a rigorous safety test to obtain ACCP. Ensuring the safety of our community remains our top priority. Because there is no federally regulated vetting process to obtain CCPs, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act does not properly protect our residents. Additionally, the act removes the existing restriction against guns in our schools, removal of which I am strongly against. That is incorrect. I have significant concerns that if passed, our legislature will take the opposite approach and ban concealed carry altogether, since the CCRA only applies to states that have a process for obtaining CCPs. As such, I would urge Congress to oppose the CCRA. That is also incorrect. Candidate Hayden got it right when he said that with an out-of-state permit, you could carry a gun. That is the way this is going to be set up. And this whole part about vetting and the safety process, she's an anti-gunner, okay? I'm not going to let her get by with the qualification. Well, I am for the Second Amendment, even though the concealed carry, that's where the bear parts. And you know what? I'll go along with your stupid supposition. I believe open carry is a constitutional right. How about that? Bear arms. B-E-A-R, as in carry them. I believe open carry is a constitutional right. Concealed carry, yeah, okay, I can see where a permit would have to be in place for that. And I had this argument the other day on the quote-unquote TV show. The militia. The regulation clause. The regulated militia meant similarly equipped and trained. That was the vernacular at the time. It didn't mean that they had rules to meet. And when I said that, of course, I was asked, are you an originalist? No, I'm not an originalist. I'm just going by what it says. So, having said that, she's anti-gun. Hayden gets it right. The Arojo is 100% correct because he has all the facts and all the issues behind it, and he put it together. Not surprising because he's the incumbent. Once you become a politician, that part is not, that doesn't bother me so much as long as he follows through on everything he says he's going to do. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act is out there to get rid of the patchwork. You should not have to go into New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Maryland, Hawaii, California. In my case, even in Minnesota, where GCN is, I can't carry my gun in Minnesota because I don't have reciprocity there. I should not have to stop at some imaginary line on a map and have to give up my right to self-defense when I'm going to drive a car. That was the other thing that got brought up in that stupid television show was that Maybe we should do it like cars. That's fine. You only get to regulate the cars that make it on the public roads. But, you know, I find it interesting that they're asking these New Jersey politicians about this. Jennifer Hamilton, lady, I hope you don't win. But, I mean, if you did, you'd be in good company. So, in any event, it's interesting they're asking these guys this. Maybe it's because the incumbent is a Republican and is expected to win, even though Ms. Hamilton is running unopposed and is a Democrat. I don't know what the district is like. I didn't look into it. I just know that it's interesting that they're asking New Jersey politicians this. Because New Jersey, you know, some grassroots organizers tried to go into New Jersey to knock Sweeney out of the way. And the New Jersey residents just weren't down for that. I need to get Anthony Calandro on and ask him about that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get Anthony to come on the show. Get Anthony to come on the show. That's what I need to do. Because he is the gun for hire. Now, we're getting ready to roll into hour number three. When we get back, it is being noticed that while guns are slowing down a little bit, the demand for concealed carry permits, that's beginning to soar. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.